Hey, Brody?
Yes, sir.
I love that name. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Busy like you wouldn't believe.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah, every business owner is just trying to get set up for the new year here. This is around the time they all want to jump on their marketing they've neglected, so I'm working double. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Absolutely. You ought to give that girl a raise.
I love Lulu. She's a character. Did you have any, like, specific questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
So basically what I want to get around is, like, how does it mainly work? You list it, and then it's pretty much just my number. They call my number and things like that. How does it work entirely?
Yeah. So every business, just even to exist on Google, right, you have to have a Google business profile. So the first thing that we do with your business or any new account is we create your Google business profile, and then we verify it. So there's like a form that you have to fill out, and it makes you a verified contractor because only verified contractors are recommended on the first page of the search results. That's why people are so comfortable with just calling those guys and hiring them right off the bat. So we got to do that. Once you're verified, then we go into the back end and we do optimization. And basically the optimization is customized to the services you provide. So basically, like, let's say you wanted a well service, right? It's right there in your business name. That would be a primary keyword. Anytime somebody's within 50 miles of you, and they type in one of the keywords, we give you 15 total. They'll be able to see you on the first page as a top option. Next to the map there's three guys that'll show.
Right.
Yeah, so they can click on that. They could call you directly from there. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees because this is a local listing. So it's just one flat monthly rate. But there is a tracking system hooked up to the Google business profile. So when people call you off of it, you'll actually have recordings of those calls and their number, their information, what they were looking for. So you'll have full transparency on what we're bringing in for you each month off the first page of Google.
Right.
And then sometimes for certain industries, you know, you're going to want to have a website. It is optional for your industry. They say that the visit rate is only about 50% for the website. So it's really if you want to have it or if you don't want to have it, but we could provide a site for you. We don't charge you anything extra, in order to get a website built. Especially when we have these new and business credits that Lulu requested for you, it's kind of designed to help jumpstart your business and get it into a profitable situation right off the bat.
Right.
But, you just started this year?
Yes, sir.
And you haven't looked into any of the Google ads or anything? Facebook ads?
I mean, I have a Facebook. I haven't done where it would, like, prioritize it or anything like that. But I'm just definitely keeping my options open for, like, a for sure thing. Like, if I pay a certain monthly fee, I know that I will get phone calls and have business is pretty much what I'd be interested in.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if you had looked into it, because over the last 17 years, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market. There's very few things out there that'll actually connect you with a prospect at the moment that they're actually looking for a well service, you know? And obviously I see that you've dove into investing into other avenues. Now that I looked up your business profile here, a lot of those Home Advisor by Angie's, to be specific, they use Google in order to get the leads they sell to you on that platform. So, you know, you're basically already buying leads that started out searching on Google. The difference with those ones is they connect the homeowner or business owner with about four of you guys off of their list, and they charge all of you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So it's kind of like they pay per lead, not pay per job. And oftentimes you wind up paying lead fees for stuff that didn't actually help your business move forward in any kind of way. So this would be a lot more cost efficient, get you a lot more bang for your buck just by not having that middleman in there. It'll actually work on your company's business profile and let them call you direct.
Right.
No.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get down to the business side of it. What's it going to cost?
Okay, so the guys that are on the first page, again, they're capitalizing on 90% of the traffic. So Google usually requests $4.99 month to month. However, because of the discounted pricing structure that Lulu requested for you, if you were to come on board with us today, I can reduce the rate down to just $2.49 on a month-to-month basis.
Right.
And in that $2.49, you'll actually get $99 or $100, excuse me, that'll go directly towards Facebook ads. So that Facebook page will actually get a boost, and we'll be able to gather some customers for you through that platform as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's with the website, everything included. So, and then it's a true month-to-month service. So you sign up with us today, you're only committing until the 30th of January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then at that
and
time...
And how does that work? Do you guys, like, send me an email or anything like that to start setting up for it, or...?
Well, no, I would create the account with you now, and we'll secure the spot. And then the second that the spot is secured, while I'm on the line with you, it's going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to send you your Google verification form, and then they'll also send the Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail. So there's a digital form you have to sign off on, an outline of the agreement, and then there's a postcard coming in the mail, say Google on it, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you when it comes in to verify your listing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, Brody, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep. 941-247-94.
Got it. All right. And what's your last name?
Thompson. Thompson.
Okay. And it's spelled just Brodie?
D-Y.
Oh, D-Y.
No, Brody.
Okay. Gotcha. Love that name. I think that was on our baby list for my youngest son, and my wife passed up on it. I love that name.
Man.
Yeah. I grew up in Huntington Beach, so we used to call everybody bro as like a term of endearment.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of surfer guys, you know. All right.
Right, right.
What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
The business email is... Where is it? Right here. So it's going to be TNT, but instead of the abbreviation for ant, it's going to be spelled AND.
Got it.
Like TNT, wellserviceinc@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I automatically went and put an N there instead of an asterisk sign.
Yeah,
it's a good catch. Okay, and then we'll go... Everything operating on Eastern Standard. How would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Do like 7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
7 to 5, Monday through Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, you want to put closed or by appointment only?
Let's do by appointment only.
Okay. That way they can still call you, but it's up to you if you want to
go out
there and help them. Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check mainly right now. I don't have anything with to do except credit cards or anything like that. So mainly just cash or check.
Got it. Cash and check, no cards yet. And save. Okay. And then what is your business street address or personal address where I can send a Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
427 45th Street Court West, Palmetto, Florida, 34221.
Found it. Okay. And then you have the option here to hide this address or leave it displayed?
Hide it.
Okay. All right. So city, state, and zip will still be visible on your listing. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Let's go ahead and save. All right. Submit for verification. All right. And do you have a company logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you two text messages, Brody. The first one's going to be my direct number and extension in case you need help with anything moving forward. We already have 24/7 customer service available to you too. So even if it's after hours, you could still dial the same number if you hit extension 1. There's always a live operator available to you. And then I'm going to send you an email address. It's just our photos at our company name, localsplash.com, and send in your logo and then any pictures of work that you've done. We're going to use for the website, the Google business profile, the Facebook ads campaign. We'll use it for all of those. We'll streamline it across every platform.
Okay.
Okay. That way you don't have to get in there and manually do it. You can just send them there, and then we'll go ahead and publish it across each platform. And then
so which one do you want me to send the pictures to?
The one, the second text, it says photos at localsplash.com.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Okay, perfect, yeah. That's the best one, because if you send it, no matter how you send it, if you send it from your phone or if you download it from a camera and then resend it through the computer there, that's the best way to make sure that the pictures don't get, like, pixelated or the logo doesn't come out fuzzy. So you always
right.
have to email them. All right. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you, Brody, just to customize the campaign, the area you cover, and then the website. So usually these client interviews, they take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like?
As in?
Today or tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow would probably be best.
Okay. Is there like an hour window where we can contact you and walk you through it?
Yeah, that's fine.
What time works best for you?
Can we do about noon or so?
Okay. All right. I'm going to lock in between 12 and 1 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email for the appointment, because there will be another representative with us. And then I'm also going to set up an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior. So we'll send you a message about 11 o'clock as a heads up, just in case, so you don't forget.
Right.
All right. Perfect. Go ahead and save. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Probably by credit card or debit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It'll be underneath mine.
Okay. So, Brody Thompson. I'm going to add the business name just in case. I know the business just started this year, but you're going to want to file at some point. And luckily for us, this is one of the last days of the year, so you'll technically be able to write this off and probably get the first month's payment back before the next bill is due, depending on when you do that.
Right.
That'll be nice. Business expenses are always a write-off when you do your taxes. It's probably like the main perk of being a business owner. You could just write off all your gas and things like that if you could just say it goes towards the company vehicle. Okay, and then the billing address for this account, is it the same as the street address that I'm sending the Google PIN verification letter to? Okay, all right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, let's see here. So you got 4482.
4482.
6175.
6175.
2525.
2525.
4314. 4314.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0627.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
950.
Okay, and we have a security question for you in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives or vice versa, if we just want to verify that it's actually you. So you have 3 options for the security question. You could do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
You can do mom's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mom's maiden name, Brody?
Crystal Copeland.
Copeland. C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got it. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Could always rephrase it, too, if you need. All right. Okay, so we're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner of TNT Well Service, Inc. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
DNC Well Service.
Incorporated, correct?
Yep, Inc.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure we're listing you properly here. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Brody Thompson, and I'm the owner and CEO.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brody, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 30th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a full platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of $249. Now, if they're not 30 days in the month, like February, for example, it's going to roll over to the first of the month, and then it'll be reoccurring on the first of the month, each month moving forward. Okay.
Okay.
It says you can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties for our clients. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should receive some text messages here. I'm going to hang on the line with you. These are automated. So anytime somebody signs up with us as a Google partner, it's going to send them that Google verification form for the placement. It's also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing because of the discounts that I applied. And then you'll also get the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. So let me know when those come through.
Alrighty. The invoice, correct?
Yeah, the initial invoice will have an outline of the agreement there in writing.
My first name is spelled wrong on it.
Really?
Yeah, it says B-R-O-D-I-E.
I just fixed it. Okay. Maybe this thing, when I set up the payment and then I fixed it after, it didn't save. So don't sign that one. I will fix it and resend. It's so odd because I just confirmed it and then switched it, and for some reason it still came through. That's Lulu's fault, by the way.
Oh, don't blame her.
Well, it came over like that. I always ask.
I hope any time I call, I get her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could actually set that up, too. You know, Lulu is amazing, you know. I've worked with her, actually, for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, that old girl right there deserves a raise for sure.
Yeah, she definitely brightens up everybody's day. You know, we come into the office and it's so, like, everybody's so to the book, you know. And Lulu.
Oh, just, for sure.
She doesn't know how to be that way. It's just not in her. She's, hey, everybody, you know. Hi, Lulu.
Yeah.
Keeps us all energized and in the loop. Okay. Here comes the refresh copy. And I also forwarded all of these to your email as well.
This is the refreshed one, correct?
Correct, yeah. It should have it as with a Y at the end and not the IE.
Yep, still has the IE at the end of it.
Really?
Really?
It's showing it on all of our forms. Is this one... is it your client interview notification or is that the actual initial invoice you're looking at?
That's the... Hold on.
Yeah, the client interview invitation has it wrong, but I just requested they fix that one, too. But the name is spelled correctly on the form here now. So it should appear updated there. I'm going to send another one. Last one. Just another copy here. Same agreement, just change his name, please. Okay. But are you getting the other one, like the Google verification form and the welcome to
local? I have the updated invitation for the client interview, which has the my right name on it spelled correctly.
Okay, good.
The local splash support still says IE instead of just the Y.
Okay. What about the to get your Google business profile verified? Does that one still say IE? Because that's the Google verification form itself.
Business credentials, blah, blah, blah. Business.
I'm going to send the outline of the agreement again right now manually. One more time. Should be fixed, though. I triple refreshed everything. You still with me?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, for now. Okay, it should be all fixed. You're not getting these new updates?
No, I'm not getting anything.
Really? Okay, this isn't okay. It's telling me it's sending, now it's saying error code. Message returned by bandwidth API cannot be parsed. Huh. Okay, how about this? Let's go to the email. Yeah, because there's a there's three messages that we need. So one of them is going to say, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Your username is your phone number. Your password is Big Splash. That'll allow you to get into your account dashboard and tracking system for the business. Then there's a Google verification form with a link. Let me click this one to make sure it's updated as well. This one will say local splash, and then I do see the misspelling on that one, where it says Brody to get your Google business profile verified. Come on. Okay, that one actually doesn't even have your name on it. It's just going to tell you to type your name in there once you fill it out. So that one's fine. It's the outline of the agreement in writing that we're missing here, the subscription terms. Okay. These have been manually sent over. For some reason, I'm getting an error code on the SMS, but it does say that it's going through to your email address. The TNT Wellservice Inc. at gmail.com. So you should have them in there updated. It's a pretty simple form, but it's just mostly for your protection because of the discounted pricing structure. If you look at our platinum package service on our website, it's about double, and there's a setup fee. So in this, it's going to have all the, that you're getting all those products and features outlined in black and white there, and then it'll also have the website, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation, everything just outlined there for your protection. It is a true month-to-month agreement, so it's not a contract, but it is just a written terms of service that's going to outline everything we're doing in exchange for what you paid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that is important. They do ask you to sign off on the bottom of it. So, but as of right now, it's not really a rush. You do want to take your time with it. I just want to make sure that you have it, and then also the Google verification form. And then you can take your time filling it out, and then we'll circle back for the client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. That way, if you're having any issues with it, we could also get it squared away at that time. God, my voice.
Right.
But as long as...
I still haven't...
Nothing?
I got the first few with the like wrong spelling of the name, but...
Yeah, that's just the text. So, but if you click on the link, the contract should have updated.
Let me see here.
Yeah. And then I added Lulu as a point of contact. So you have me as the account lead, Lulu as a point of contact, and then we have our 24/7 customer service. We're a pretty large company. We have about 450 people that work here, so if ever me or Lulu is not available at the time you call in, there are other amazing representatives. I mean, everybody's good. You just hit extension 1 anytime. There's always a live operator.
So I just click here to sign the name and then...
Yep, and then there's a hard copy. It'll be sent over to your email there. And then so that way you always have that on file, and we'll have it on file. And then the Google verification form is probably the single most important thing for TNT Well Service, Inc. Once you're Google verified, you'll never have to be Google verified again unless you relocate to another area or your listing gets suspended. But usually that'll only happen if there's like an issue with the name, address, or phone number that we've submitted during that form. So that's a badge you'll keep, even if you leave our services later. That's a huge credibility factor. You know, that alone is worth its weight in doing it. But I want to officially welcome you aboard, assuming that you have everything and you'll be able to fill out that form. Thank you for signing up. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, or trouble with filling out any of these forms, like I said, you could always call me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you, so don't hesitate to call.
Right.
We're going to walk you through everything until we see that you got the hang of things and your reviews are coming back good and everything, and then we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing from there.
Okay.
All right, Brody. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we will talk to you tomorrow between 12 and 1 for your client interview.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Kimberly, can you please fix